Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
The wagons are circling, as they say. A couple of high-profile rugby union players have again been linked to rugby league. Obviously, Israel Folau just won't go away. There's a picture on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald this morning with Israel's manager, Isaac Moses, and Todd Greenberg. Make of that what you will. But the big mail is that Curtly Beale has almost agreed to terms with a certain club in Sydney.
That's amazing.
And if he does come to rugby league, which I hope he does, not just because he's a fellow Mount Druitt boy, 2770 represent type of bloke, I think he would be an instant success in rugby league. I think that Kirkley Beale looks like he's been treading water for a couple of years in league. In union. He looks like he needs Maddie another challenge, and I think rugby league would be that perfect challenge for Curtly Beale.
He'd be a sensation. When you see Curtly Beale come across, you'll get an indication of how great a rugby league player Mark Eller would have been if he came across. And I'll tell you why he'll end up at the Bulldogs, is because the Bulldogs were all set to sign Darius Boyd. Now, Darius Boyd, apparently there was talk of him leaving Newcastle. They went and they said to the Bulldogs, are you chasing Darius Boyd? And they said, no, we've got no interest. So that's a position fullback they need to shore up. The fact they're not going after Darius Boyd tells me that I think they're super confident they've got Curtly Beale.
Well, I'd love to see it.
On the same subject, MG, on Israel Folau. Israel Folau, I look. If they want to be able to pick up Israel Folau and get him for next season, and I know why they're meeting with Todd Greenberg, because I think the league are going to have to kick in about $1 million a year to get him. Because if he was to end up at a club like Parramatta, who might play $1.2 million, my mail is that Toulon, the French champions and the European champions, are on the brink of offering Israel a deal worth about $2.5 million a year. This is a team whose expenditure last year was $50 million on players.
Wow.
And Israel is their number one target.
$50 million?
$50 million.
Is there no salary cap in French rugby? No.
There is, but it's based on expenditure.
Oh, right.
So
what do you think about Israel? Israel, just say he does go to Toulon. Is the legacy of him tarnished in any way, shape or form?
I'll tell you, Israel Folau is the best rugby union player on the planet.
Of course he is.
He's number one. Now, he goes to the French champions. What he'll do, he'll change the whole structure of Australian rugby, because Australian rugby then will have to start picking players from Europe. Otherwise, they'll be shooting themselves
in
the foot.
I'm being selfish. I want him back in league. I want to see him star in league. I want to see him star for Queensland. I want to see him star for Australia and see if he's still got that pizzazz that he had.
Well, I tell you what.
He looks like he's got the pizzazz when he plays for the Waratahs. Oh, my God.
He's playing for the Union.
I'll tell you what, if he does come back, it's going to cost us.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No, and he's a Queenslander, is he? Of course.
Oh, no, he's from Minto, but maybe we can get him back.
We'll see how
flexible borders in Queensland.
Exactly.
That's the sports all in.